This is the future of our planet we're talking about. It's an existential threat, really, to humanity. When you think of the damage that climate change is having on us and the adverse effects of that. So in relation to the plastic strategy, there is a European strategy for plastic in the circular economy. I've been working very closely on that file from the Fisheries Committee, but it's going through the Environment Committee, and banning single-use plastic. Because, as I keep repeating, we will have more plastic in the ocean by 2050 than fish. Like, you have to let that sink in for a minute. And everybody, I'm sure, has seen the images where you see the oceans of plastic and you hardly even see the water. And we can't sustain that. We can't keep going like that. We just have to say stop. Not only do we have to deal with the future plastic, but we have to deal with the mountain that already exists. China, for instance, is no longer going to be taking Ireland's plastic. So where are we going to be sending it? We need to start looking at ways of how to recycle plastic and stop. And actually, manufacturers have an absolute role to play in this. It's the polluter pay principle, where the consumer shouldn't be paying for it. It should be the manufacturers who are making vast profits, and I'm talking about the multinationals now, that seem to insist on everything being wrapped in double and triple plastic. And I'm sure, like myself, I'm sure people out there have experienced trying to tear the plastic off of something, and it's utterly frustrating if you don't have a knife or a scissors, but it's pointless. It's unnecessary packaging. So it's great to see that finally Europe is taking control on this, and that there's legislation going to be put in place banning single-use plastic. People also need to think about, when you think about plastic, we all think plastic bags, we think plastic packaging, things like cotton buds, you know, as small as that. The amount of cotton buds and straws are another thing that are a huge offender. Once you start thinking about it, you really see it everywhere. And I think there is a civic responsibility on people as well to be mindful of, you know, the amount of plastic we use in our everyday lives. So thankfully, Europe has woken up to it and is doing something concrete about it. But, you know, we have to enact immediately, because, again, this is something that's going to be a problem for our children.
The measures that Europe have taken to date, what kind of timescale are we looking at that they're going to be implemented? And when can they be, you know, if you like, added to, as we become more aware of what's going on?
Well, I think it's something that is going to take time. Every piece of legislation in this house takes 18 months before it's actually gone through all the readings and all the different stages. So realistically, I would imagine we're talking about another year before this is starting to take shape. And then, of course, countries have to take responsibility for enforcing that legislation. And we all know that with the greatest will in the world, these things take time. It's not good enough when it comes to plastic, because time is something we don't have in this fight against it. So obviously, I think we will continue, and we will say, look, we probably have to put additional measures in place, but let's start with the first step, which is the single-use plastic ban. Ban that, and we're on the right track. We kind of have a skewed logic sometimes, I think, in Ireland, because we see, for instance, in areas of special conservation, I have seen raw sewage being pumped into the rivers. I've seen raw sewage being pumped into the ocean. And you kind of think, seriously, that's against any EU directive that we have on habitats. And it's also causing a much bigger problem, because you're killing fish stock, which in turn you don't see anglers coming back to Ireland, which bring a huge amount of money to the economy, to the local economies. So wouldn't it make far more sense to avoid those EU penalties and to put in a proper water treatment plant, so that you absolutely better for the environment, better all around? It's practical, common sense. And I can't understand why that isn't happening.